Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God set for our consideration this morning is recorded in St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, the third chapter, the 14th and the 15th verses. Continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. This is our text. Dear friends in Christ, the Word of God incarnate. In this week's Gospel, we heard St. Luke's account of the 12-year-old Jesus sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding. We can hardly hear those words without remembering what St. John has written. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And so he dwelt among them there, and he dwells with us today. And so in today's lesson, St. Paul underlines that teaching about the Word of God, about our Lord, in some highly personal words to Timothy. And that also speaks to us today in this community of faith and learning. As a young pastor, Timothy was St. Paul's student. But the Apostle Paul points Timothy not only to himself as the teacher, but points him back to the first place where he learned the Word of God as a child, from his mother and his grandmother, Lois and Eunice, and under their pious and loving instruction, Timothy learned that Word of God which testified of the Messiah. If you have had pious mothers and grandmothers, or fathers and grandfathers, who first taught you the Bible, the Word of God, give thanks for that blessing. Now, what does St. Paul have to say here about God's Word? In the verses following this text are some very familiar words where the apostle reminds Timothy about the divine nature of the Word of God. The Scriptures are inspired by God, he says. That is, they are God-breathed. The apostle also writes to the Christians at Thessalonica, "When you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God." It is the truth of the Almighty God himself, the true and changeless and certain Word of God. The trustworthiness and the truthfulness of the Word of God is not the kind of authority and correctness that we like to look for in college textbooks. An errorless and completely correct college textbook is still waiting to be written, as we keep on finding out. Neither do our textbooks have the power to make the reader or owner instantly brilliant. Contrary to popular belief, you don't get that kind of knowledge by osmosis. But the truthfulness of God's Word is a powerful truth. St. Paul says, "You have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." In his letter to the Romans, he says almost the same thing. "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation." The power of God, he says. And he uses the same word there that he does in our lesson, which is translated, "are able to make you wise for salvation." Has the power to make you wise for salvation. In his word, our Lord comes to meet you and me. There he calls you to faith, and he creates that faith that he calls you to in your heart. He stands before you in his word, and he makes you his own. He doesn't stand before you and say, "It's up to you, whatever." But by the power of God, the Holy Spirit in that word, he turns your heart from unwilling and unbelieving to believer. And he can say to you exactly what he said to the disciples, "You have not chosen me, I have chosen you." Now it is this power that is so central to this very word of God. This is the same power by which he called the world into being, as we have sung in our hymn. He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. The same powerful word made Mary pregnant, so that within her womb, the word of God was made flesh. It's the same powerful word by which he spoke to the dead son of the widow of Nain, "Young man, I say to you, arise." It's the same word that he spoke outside of the tomb of Lazarus, dead and decaying, saying, "Lazarus comes forth." And Lazarus did. It's the same powerful word that he speaks to us in his absolution, the gospel. "Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven." It's the same powerful word by which he made the ordinary water to be the powerful and holy water of baptism. It's the same powerful word that he speaks over bread and wine so that it becomes the body, his body and blood given for the remission of sins. The powerful word of God. God speaks, and what he commands is done without my word and work, without my will and good intentions. Without my will and hope. So the apostle again, "It is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." And what is it that we know in knowing that glory of God? What is it that we know, are wise to, in having that wisdom of God, the wisdom of salvation? It's the knowledge of God's own righteousness, the righteousness of the Son of God, the Word made flesh. That righteousness is not a righteousness which we do. This is not a righteousness of our own hearts and minds and hands and lips. It's not a righteousness of the law, a righteousness of our doing, a righteousness of do's and don'ts, but it's a righteousness which is a knowledge of our Lord's own dids and didn'ts. It's the righteousness of Jesus himself, his righteousness and holy life lived in our place. This is the powerful word of the gospel. It's the word which preaches to you the cross of Christ Jesus. And that Lord works in you daily in the word, which you remember and reflect upon, which you remember from your baptism, which you receive over and over in his absolution and in the body and the blood of his holy supper. The one who comes to you in this word is, in fact, the very word of God himself, who has been incarnate, made in human flesh. Continue in the things which you have learned. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it, and blessed are all those in which this word is the greatest treasure. Amen. We pray. O Lord God, we beseech you mercifully to receive the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they might both perceive and know what things they ought to do, and by your merciful help may faithfully perform them through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.